Hello and welcome to another Meta Media Group production of JW360 with your host, JW Najarian, as he interviews and discusses business, finance, self-development, and lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is JW Najarian, and I'm with Pina De Rosa today. She's an award-winning film producer, international speaker, and high-performance trainer. And Pina, I want to welcome you today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you. How are you, JW?
Wonderful. You know, I wanted to bring you on. I was all excited. We met last a week or so ago with through a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about a film that you're doing, a small film, and I wanted to share that with my audience. And that's the film, I Want to Be Me. Could you tell me a little bit about the film, you know, where it came from and what's going on? There's a contest going on. We want people to go vote for this film. So we want to tell them a little bit about it and how it came about.
Yes, and we want people to share this film, especially with their children. It's a short film that came about through the Possible Future Film Contest, which is an organization that really empowers making movies that make a difference. And we have a short film, really sweet, and might kill you with a little bit of extra cuteness and a little bit of fun. So be warned on that. But it's really about empowering children to be who they want to be when they grow up. And it shows on the span of 2 minutes who children want to be when they grow up and the adults encouraging them to truly be their self-expression. It was a really just a sweet little gem, I think, that ideally will inspire the adults as well as the children.
Well, you told me something when we actually I got a chance to watch it. Thank you very much for letting me do that before it's released. And I'll give my thoughts on that in a second here. But you had said to me earlier that you and your girlfriend who put this movie together, I think you produced, and could you mention her name?
Lauren Selman wrote and directed. She's a friend of mine who is a great filmmaker. I've known her for many years, and her and I went together to see a documentary that is out there right now, very inspiring documentary called I Am.
Right.
And as a result of us seeing that great documentary out there, we were inspired to do this one because we wanted to hear more from the children and from the adults. A lot from what we heard in I Am was from the academics, and we wanted to hear from the children and the people in our everyday life. So that's what inspired it, yeah.
And that's what, you know, and after getting to see it, you do. You go to the children and get their, was it Art Linkletter had the show, you know, all about kids and the crazy things they say. It was a really touching piece in my mind. I watched it. It's simple, but it was very touching. And it actually is really thought-inspiring because I'm starting to think at my age, 52, what the heck do I want to be when I grow up? And so, you know, it made me ask questions of myself. And then the incredibly interesting answers that the kids gave out. And, you know, I won't, no giveaways, but the ending just cracked me up. It almost floored me.
Yes, I did hear you laugh out loud, which was fantastic.
You,
thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, we've seen it maybe 50 times, and we laugh out loud every time.
So it was really fun. I saw the clip. It's 2 minutes, 26 seconds. Is that the whole film, or is that just the clip you showed me?
That is the whole film. We actually had our composer compose the music first based on the feelings that we wanted for the audience to experience and for the film to hit. And then we cast it and produced it all on a Sunday. Was 1 day worth of work. Everybody come through. We had about 60 people come through being interviewed in different languages and different children and grandparents and so on. And then put it together. So 2 minutes and 26 seconds is the little gem, the little movie that could.
The little movie that could. Anyway,
yes.
This contest, can you tell me a little bit about the contest?
Yes, Lauren Dahlman, who's the writer-director, actually brought the contest to my attention. I had just participated gently, I should say, into a contest helping a filmmaker was translating something for a contest that she was participating in, and she ended up winning that particular film contest with her film, and she won $100,000 to make her next film. And I was like, wow, so film contests for short films can really make a difference for not just for the people watching the film, but also for the filmmakers. So Lauren and I would like to invite you to vote, not just for you to watch the movie and enjoy it, and of course share it with the children in your lives, but also because I think that we have a strong chance to win the contest, and if we win it, we get to go to Ecuador, sponsored by the Pachamama Alliance, who is the key sponsor for this film contest. Possible future film contest. And when we go to Ecuador, we are intending to shoot more of similar footage and really doing what we call the United Colors of Benetton meets the United Nations, you know, really bringing everybody together to your film. I'm actually going to Africa in a few days, and we'll be doing more footage over there because we want to show how pretty much everybody around the planet has the same desires, the same passions, the same dreams, and I think film is such a great medium to be able to make a difference and impact people through laughter, through stories, through inspired action.
So that's we thank you for everything you do, because I know you're out there doing a lot of stuff, and I'm going to interview you later on that, because you have such an interesting story. But let's tell everybody where they can watch this, watch the movie and vote.
Yes. Thank you. It will premiere as of June 28th, and you'll be able to see it then at iwanttobeme.com. The name of our film is I Want to Be Me, and then so it's iwanttobeme.com, all spelled out, and as of June 28th, you'll be able to see it there, and it will go all the way for July 19th, 2011, so if you watch it more than once, please vote more than once, share it with your grandmother, share it with your children, and thank you for your vote. I promise you that when we win, we'll put that trip to good use and empower other children around the world.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And by the way, everybody, Pina De Rosa is a very good producer. She's had films who win the Beverly Hills Film Festival, Best Picture at the Judy Awards, Palm Springs International Short Fest, and many others, and so she's a great producer. She knows how to put together a great film, and believe me, this is a really cute film. I really enjoyed it, and I'm so glad to be able to talk to you about it and help get the word out.
Yes, thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate it, and thank you, JW, for sharing with your world. I appreciate it.
No problem. I Want to Be Me, themovie.com. Go vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the JW360 Show with JW Najarian. You can find JW360 at jw360.net. That's jw360.net. JW360 is the property of Meta Media Group. JW360 is a trademark of Meta Media Group, and this audio is copyright 2011, and all rights are reserved.